Heading the list of those who laid the foundations of fascism is the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. Nietzsche's publisher, Peter Gast, called Nietzsche one of the fiercest anti-Christians and atheists. Nietzsche had a particular hatred of the ethical views of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. In his opinion, concepts such as love, compassion, and humility must be abandoned and replaced with a so-called master morality, which accepted the warlike and ruthless state of nature. In Thus Spake Zarathustra, he wrote, "Of all that is written, I love only what a man has written with his blood. Write with blood, and you will experience that blood is spirit." Nietzsche was also a racist. He maintained that one part of mankind was composed of Superman, and that the others had to serve and obey them. Nietzsche's racist ideas with their tendency towards violence bore a great similarity to those of another contemporary ideologue, Charles Darwin. In his book, Darwin's Dangerous Idea, Daniel C. Dennett describes Darwin's influence on Nietzsche in the following way. Friedrich Nietzsche saw an even more cosmic message in Darwin. If Nietzsche is the father of existentialism, then perhaps Darwin deserves the title of grandfather. Nietzsche, so deeply influenced by Darwinism, had a major influence on Nazi ideology with the racist ideas he held. Adolf Hitler had a monument erected in his memory and laid the foundations of an education center and library where German youth could be taught Nietzsche's doctrine of a master race. Nietzsche's life was no less dark than his philosophy. He suffered a mental illness at the age of 44, and that worsening disease led to his death from insanity. That deterrent fate recalls the fate of all those who have denied God down the ages. Do not let those who rush headlong into disbelief sadden you. They do not harm God in any way. God desires to assign no portion to them in the hereafter. They will have a terrible punishment. Those who sell belief for disbelief do not harm God in any way. They will have a painful punishment. Those who disbelieve should not imagine that the extra time we grant to them is good for them. We only allow them more time so they will increase in evil doing. They will have a humiliating punishment.